State lawmakers are asking universities to explain their policies on sexual misconduct.
But it's not just ending there. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So the State House and Senate budget subcommittees have sent a letter to all 15 of Michigan's public universities.
The letter contains a list of questions about sexual misconduct. It's part of the legislature's response to Michigan State University's handling of Larry Nassar.
This letter is a big deal because any time the budget writers ask questions, the assumption is dollars, big dollars, are at stake.
The money that lawmakers appropriate to universities is a big part of their budgets. But the questions from lawmakers, they aren't just about the university's handling of sexual misconduct.
No, in fact, sexual misconduct appears to be serving as an entree for discussions on a litany of complaints that conservatives and Republicans have about how politics is discussed on university campuses.
The letter was signed by the Republican chairs of the House and Senate University Budget Subcommittees.
And on top of sexual misconduct, the budget chairs also asked, what do universities do to protect controversial speakers from harassment?
When I heard Alan Dershowitz on Fox News,
that's Republican State Senator Tanya Shoemaker.
Alan Dershowitz is no flaming conservative, and he said that, you know, he really feels that free speech on campuses, especially when it comes to conservatives, are being suppressed.
Conservatives have long complained their views don't get a fair hearing on campuses that they say are dominated by liberal thought.
And Republicans have some ideas on how they want to fix that.
There's a resolution in the State House that would let the legislature overrule university and community college policies on campus free speech.
Over in the State Senate, there's a bill that would sanction universities and community colleges that don't expel students who heckle or shout down speakers multiple times. Although those protesters just say they're simply expressing their free speech rights.
Meanwhile, Republicans are also taking aim at how MSU, U of M, and the Wayne State University boards are selected.
That is because of how dismally the MSU Board of Trustees handled the Nassar situation. Right now, boards at those universities are chosen in statewide elections.
Republicans are pushing a resolution asking voters to amend the state constitution to let the governor make those board appointments.
Republicans say this is all about accountability, that a governor would do a better job of vetting board candidates than regular voters.
But let's not ignore that Republicans have long been frustrated that Democratic university board candidates tend to win even in GOP sweep years, largely because of Democrats who vote a straight ticket from top to bottom of the ballot.
So in 2018, campus sexual misconduct is a serious problem that the legislature is going to engage on.
But the legislature is proving the issue of dealing with campus sexual misconduct is not immune to the effects of politicians seeking political advantage.
Just run and scared.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.